You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 14th of September 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I want to do a bit of an introduction today for people that are either new to nationalism, just discovering these ideas, or who have just come across Radio Albion and wondering what it is we are all about. And I guess this sort of ties in with my own life story of how I, in my youth, I had a bit of a wayward youth, went a bit off the rails. And if only I had known about nationalism, if only there had been a nationalist group around me, maybe I could have been steered back onto the right course at a much earlier time. I didn't discover nationalism until about a decade ago through the conspiracy theory movement, basically because of the internet. When I was young, there was a comic shop that I used to go to, and I used to really enjoy reading comics. And of course, comics are very left wing. Some of them may have been very good writers, like Alan Moore, but he's a total anarchist. And I can remember thinking when I came to nationalism, if only there had been a right wing bookshop near me, and I could have read some of the information that's available, telling me the real history and showing me that the real rebellion today is the rebellion of tradition and of having upstanding morals. The left will tell you that the way to rebel is to take drugs and have free love and be tolerant of everything and promote diversity. And of course, all these things are now promoted by the state. They're enforced by the state, in actual fact, with children being taught about homosexuality in schools. That's not a rebellion. And as white people, we are naturally drawn to the truth. We are drawn to upright behavior. This is why we don't like lies. We don't like corruption. If we see an injustice, we try to put it right. Even those among us who have taken criminal paths still have a code of ethics. Some things are seen as just beyond the pale. For instance, pedophiles have to be protected when they're in prisons from the rest of the prison population. Even though the prison population are in the majority violent criminals, they still understand the difference between right and wrong. And as white people, we naturally revolt against that which is wicked. As we get older, as we pass through puberty and we lose our innocence, we lose that, in a way, that innocence that we had that drew us to things that were good and kind and made us not want to see things that were wicked and evil. I'm sure people remember being a child and hiding their eyes from what they were seeing on the television because it was too frightening. And even things like Doctor Who used to scare the children. And then we lose our innocence and we forget what it was like to be a child, and we forget our instinctual knowledge that there was a creator, that there is a God. And we forget that naturally we want to be good. I mean, all children, they want to be they want to be policemen, or they want to be detectives, or they want to be firemen. They want to do things to help society, and that's just because that's naturally the way children are. And then as we lose our innocence, as we get older, we get blamed for things which we don't think are our own fault, and we can fall in with the wrong crowd. And we can forget that innocence that we once had, and we can forget that revulsion that we actually had against things that were wicked and things that were evil. So I think one task that we have is to remember our innocence, remember what we used to be like when we were children, before we became corrupted, because the world we live in now is a totally corrupted and degenerate world. Morality has been turned on its head. And nationalism, it tries to put that right. Nationalism is in tune with the natural order. It's in tune with all that is good and right. Diversity is not natural. Diversity, in its modern sense, is the destruction of the natural world. It means mixing together people of different races, different ethnicities. And when people mix together within the same territory, they interbreed. And with the interbreeding comes the destruction of the ethnicities, the destruction of the races, and the destruction of all the natural diversity that we have within the world. Nationalism seeks to preserve that diversity that is in the world. And we believe in putting our nation first rather than the individual first. The way the world is today, it tries to promote this idea that everybody is an individual and they have the right to make as much as they possibly can out of all the other individuals around them. But this does not fit in with nature. No man is an island. Everything that we have comes from those who came before us. And the reason why we have the things that we have today is because those who came before us created these things for us so that they could hand over the torch of civilization to their descendants. This is why our ancestors went out and fought against savage tribes in North America and conquered the land there and colonized the land there and built America, because they wanted to expand. They wanted to provide a homeland for their descendants, because we understood that the territories in the world are limited and nations expand. And when you lose your sense of being a part of your nation, you lose that connection. You lose that connection to the past, that connection to the future, and you lose your reason for being. You just become all about selfish ideas and just doing things for the self. And you will never find fulfillment or contentment in doing things for yourself. You can't actually make yourself happy. You can only make other people happy. True joy comes from making other people happy and seeing the happiness on their faces, not doing greedy, selfish things for yourself. And we are programmed to seek after joy. This is why people fall into the trap of taking drugs, because that gives them a false joy. It's more like pleasure that can just be switched on and switched off. And we get caught up with this trap of vice, which is basically trying to substitute pleasure for joy and bliss. And we become addicted to short-term pleasures, whereas we are actually created to give one another joy and give one another bliss. And the best way to do that is to just do things for your nation. Put your nation first. We're told in Christianity that we should love your neighbor like you love yourself, and that's the best way that you can serve God. Well, who is your neighbor? Your neighbor is your extended family. It's your nation. Christianity itself is nationalist. It's not talking about loving other people's neighbors. It's talking about loving your own neighbor, which is your nation, which is your extended family. Now, the word nation today has become changed. They've deliberately changed it to try and make it mean a group of people that were all born on the same island or all born on the same territory. But the word nation itself comes from the Latin word natal, which means birth. So a nation is a group of people that are connected through birth. They're connected through their ancestors, not through where they are born. You could have a place, say Britain, and you've got people with Indian heritage being born here, people of African heritage being born here, people of Pakistani heritage being born here, and you've got English people being born here, but they're not all part of the same nation. They don't all share the same ancestors. Each one of them has different ancestors. Each one of them comes from a different nation in essence. So it's very insidious the way that they have changed this word nation. But that's where the word nationalist comes from. It means somebody who believes that society should be based around the nation. It should be based around the ethnicity. And this should really be common sense, because your immediate family, you love your immediate family more than anyone else in the world. That they are the people that you are closest to. They are the people that you can, you should be able to trust the most. Regardless of what you do, they will always be your family. And regardless of what your nation does, it will always be your nation. And the logical extension from that is to organize society on that basis, so that you have an instinctual trust between you, because you know that you all share the same ancestors, maybe a little bit removed, but essentially you share the same ancestors. And if the world was ordered along these lines, then each nation would be free to grow in the individual way that it was always intended to grow. This is why when we look around Europe, we see different cultures. We see the French have a different culture to the Italians, have a different culture to the English, have a different culture to the Norwegian. And this is because they're all essentially different nations, and where they have been ethnically homogenous, they've been able to grow and express themselves in the way that is unique to themselves. When you mix these nations together, when you have diversity, that original nation ceases to retain its original flavor, and instead it becomes all about consumerism. And we see the same McDonald's, the same Burger Kings, the same multinational corporations everywhere in every large city, and they all start to look the same, because you have this multiculturalism which stifles the creativity of the nation. And what we're trying to do here at Radio Albion is talk about things from the point of view of the nationalist, of the ethnocentric. So we'll look at the news and we'll point out whether the news story is showing something that is harmful for our ethnicity, or whether it's talking about something that is beneficial for our ethnicity. And when we analyze these news stories, and when we come out with the commentary on them, it's hoped that that will help you, the listener, out with forming your own arguments when you are talking to people about these subjects. And also, Radio Albion is aimed at people who are nationalists already. This isn't propaganda that's aimed at people that don't know anything at all about nationalism. We sort of take it for granted that people have already realized that there are differences between the races, that we are being replaced. We don't want to keep repeating ourselves in this way. We want to talk to people that already are nationalists and help them out to find out more about our people, because we also want to educate our listeners. Those of us who do work here at Radio Albion, it's our main work. And that means that we have the time to research these subjects that many of you listeners may not have the time to do yourself, particularly Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson, who produces The Orthodox Nationalist every week. And he's a trained professor in politics and religion. And he gives a lecture every week, which will be on a nationalist basis, usually to do with Eastern Europe. There's nobody else that is doing that kind of stuff. I will do Truthful Out Radio with Dennis Wise, or at the moment Dennis is ill, but that looks at World War II history and revolutions and secret societies and how these things have shaped the world that we live in today. How we got to be in this dire situation that we are in today. And we also seek to promote a nationalist Christian point of view and to support the Christian morals and Christian teachings. And of course, we have Grandpa Lampshade, who does his Church of the Lampshade, which is an evangelical Christian nationalist show. And I'm not aware that there are any other evangelical Christian nationalist shows. I know that there's True News in America that used to be on YouTube. I guess that might be something similar to it. But it also has a good sense of humor with it. Grandpa Lampshade always has a good sense of humor. He's a very, very funny guy. And I don't think that the name is intended to be in any way violent. It's pointing out that the idea of Jews being turned into lampshades was a hoax. It wasn't the truth. So it's just pointing out that that was a hoax. Because the Holocaust is one of the things that we get guilted over, and we shouldn't be guilted over it. And when you think about it, if you're British, it was the British that went into Germany and won the war and prosecuted a war against Germany. The Jews should be very, very grateful to British and Americans, and yet they insist on putting up these Holocaust memorial museums everywhere and having Holocaust remembrance days and teaching children about this in the schools. And the reason for it is to guilt us for it. And we can't blame the Jews for the fact that we have this, because the people that sat in judgment at Nuremberg were not Jews. It was the British, it was the Americans, and it was the Russians. And this is another point where we differ from some other nationalist groupings, and it's certainly where we differ from National Socialist ideals. We don't blame the Jews for what's going on today. We don't blame blacks for what is going on today. The only people we blame for the situation that we are in today is ourselves. You can't blame these other minorities without inferring that we are somehow inferior to them. And that is clearly not so. And that's not meant in a supremacist way. As I was pointing out earlier, the nation is the extended family, and it's quite natural to think that your family is the best. So, of course, it's quite natural to think that your race is the best. Black people think their race is the best. Jews think their race is the best. White people should think that their race is the best. And when you think that you are the best, then you struggle to be the very best, and you try to live up to those standards. In China, they promote this a lot. They promote the idea that the Chinese are supremacists. They're the best race in the world. They have a Chinese National Day where they just talk about how proud they are of all their achievements. And this encourages people to make even greater achievements. And this should be the same thing amongst white people. We should look at our ancestors of the past, the great achievements that they made. We should be teaching our children about them and saying, you too are capable of doing wonderful things, amazing things. But you have to keep to the moral high ground in order to achieve them. Don't think that you can cheat. Don't think that you can get by on corruption. If you want to make something of yourself in the world, then you have to be as honest as you can possibly be. You have to be as upstanding as you can possibly be. And when you do that, then you put across a good image of nationalism to other people. And nationalism does suffer under a very bad image. And some of it is justified. There have been some appalling behavior among nationalists. Radio Free Northwest recently shut down, and the Northwest Front shut down. And I recommend people listen to that last podcast. Andy Donner gives his reasons for why the Northwest Front shut down. And by the end of the podcast, he's saying he's embarrassed to be known as a white nationalist because of the bad behavior that goes along with white nationalism. The cause itself, the preservation of the white race and the prosperity of the white race and providing a place that is fit for our descendants is good. It's whole, it's pure. But the problem is, a lot of the people that are involved in that and claim to be promoting that just come across as loutish, oafish, violent. There was a protest last week at Dover, and it's so embarrassing to watch. You've got this, he calls himself the Little Veteran, and he's just strutting around with a loud hailer, effing and blinding. Every second word was the F word. And you just think, anybody that saw that is just going to think, what? How on earth do they expect people to want to join in with that? It was the sort of thing that you would have to cover your children's ears. And this is going on in public. A lot of drunkenness there, a lot of people wrapped in flags. Anybody looking at that, anybody normal looking at that would say, I want nothing whatsoever to do with that. And that is what gives nationalists a bad name. Okay, this little veteran will be saying, we don't want the far right there. The far right will give us a bad name. He is the far right. The extreme right is just extreme conservatism. It's just whatever the Tories are doing, an extreme version of it. And all they appeared to be interested in this demonstration last week was stopping illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is just a drop in the bucket. It's hardly anything compared to the legal immigration that has gone on. We are only about 85% white now in Britain and 15% non-white. And that 15% there was all legal immigration. But this little veteran and his demonstrators there, they appear to go along with that. So they are the far right. They're just conservatism with swearing, basically. Nationalism understands the principle of why you don't want immigration, why you don't want other races that are different to our own to be within the same territory, whether they have a piece of paper telling them they are legal or whether they just stole in, really doesn't matter. It's exactly the same thing. Nationalism is neither right nor left. If you are seeking the best for your race, then that obviously means that you're going to be supportive of social programs. You're going to be supportive of welfare for the members of our race who are not able to provide for themselves. Obviously, you wouldn't want it in such a way as to encourage people to pretend to not be able to look after themselves so they could get funds without deserving them. But white people would feel guilty for doing that anyway. White people wish to be able to protect and provide for their families, or at least the white man does. I mean, that is the natural instinct of the white man, is to provide for and to protect. And this is why we have a lot of suicide among young males. Because of feminism now, the young males don't have a wife there for them to protect and for them to provide for. And they just think, well, what is my purpose in life? My purpose in life has been taken away. And when you get people that have been unemployed for a long time, they get very depressed because they're not contributing to society. They know that their function in life is to be contributing. This is what men wish to do. They wish to contribute. They wish to do what they can for the people around them. And when that gets taken away from us, we get depression and people end up with suicide. But this isn't promoted. It's not promoted that this is the way that men think. What is promoted about men is that we're just after as many women as we can possibly get. We just want to get laid, and silly ideas like this. That may be true when you're a teenager and your hormones are raging, but that's not the essence of what being a man is about. And if our children were actually taught what being a man was about, then they wouldn't be wanting to be on benefits. They would be wanting to make something of themselves, especially if they were taught about the great achievements of our ancestors. You just think how incredible it is that we went out across the world in these little boats, just blown along by the wind, and we went to these hostile, dangerous lands that were filled with savage tribes in them. A lot of them were just desert and wilderness. And we tamed that wilderness, and we cultivated that land, and we built civilizations in them. We endured such hardships when we did this, and our ancestors scrimped and saved and sacrificed, and in some instances they took hundreds of years to build the cathedrals that they were building. They had a vision. They had a vision of what they were wanting to succeed in doing and what they were wanting to pass on to their descendants, and they succeeded in achieving these visions, these multi-generational visions. Absolutely incredible what we did. And yet, instead of celebrating that today, and instead of telling our children that they should be proud of these achievements, our children are told that, oh, it was all built off the back of slavery. Oh, it was all built off the back of oppression, and all these lies that come in there. And the whole point of bringing this false view of history in is to appease the newcomers that have come to our lands, because it's not their history. It's not their history, is it? It's our history. Their ancestors didn't build America. Their ancestors didn't build the civilization that we have now in Australia. Their ancestors, they tell us, were enslaved. So that's not their story. But if they've just come here within the last 70 years, what right have they got to tell us anything that we should be talking about from 70 years prior? I mean, they could argue about history over the last 70 years, but certainly not start arguing about history from 300 years ago and the way that that should be taught. It should be taught in the way that it has always been taught. It should be taught in the way that is closest to the primary documents, to the way that it was talked about in the 1700s. That's the way it should be talked about and promoted today. This whole idea of wiping out our history and changing it to give this false view of us being terrible oppressors, it's all just to appease the newcomers. We're throwing away our history and coming up with a false history to make people that should actually be internally grateful to us for what we have done for them, just to appease them, because they've been taught by the media to be against us. And this is another reason for Radio Albion, is so that we can counter the lies that the mainstream media tells, the way that they portray the world and try to portray public opinion as if there's a consensus view on their way of dealing things. There is not a consensus view on their way of dealing things. About 1 in 10 people support the ideas that we have without even having come across nationalism. You only have to look at the BBC News or look at Sky News to see that everything is now aimed against the white man is there to belittle the white man. You only have to look at the TV adverts to see white men being replaced by black men in couples all the time, encouraging the idea of miscegenation, which is the most destructive thing that there is that exists within the human kingdom, is miscegenation. That can never be put right. It goes on for generations. Generation after generation will be born mixed race, not looking like their ancestors, not having an ethnic nation that they belong to. It's a sin against creation to do this, and it's promoted in our mainstream media. And as much as they will say, oh, it's just all about love, instinctually, you can see that, and you can see that there is something wrong there. And people all over the white world are looking at that and seeing that there is something wrong there. They don't have to listen to what we nationalists have to say about it to know that there is something that is wrong. Children will ask about it because they will sense that something is wrong. Instinctively, we wish to be with our own kind, and we see this throughout the animal kingdom. Birds of a feather flock together. We see different pods of whales that hang out together. Wherever we look in the animal kingdom, we see that particular groups of animals stay together in their particular groups. And humans are the same. We should be staying together within our particular races, which is how life always used to be. It's only ever been since the Second World War that this idea of mixing all the races together and having diversity has come about. Of course, you can look back in history and see that the same happened to all the previous white empires, like the Egyptian Empire, the Assyrian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, the Persian Empire. All of them fell to miscegenation, and all of those civilizations now lie in ruins. And the same is happening now. And this is why we look back at history here at Radio Albion and look into it and talk about these things, because nobody else is talking about it. The mainstream media isn't going to talk about it. They are going to pretend that this point of view does not exist, and our governments are going to try and pretend that this point of view is somehow hateful or incitement to hate, when really it's just a different view of history. It's just a plurality of opinion, something which is necessary for a democracy to function, is that you have a plurality of opinion and that everybody's voice is heard. Our voice is now silenced on Facebook and Twitter and on YouTube. So we have to now have our own platforms, which is another reason for Radio Albion. And we've always been on our own platform. We've never been using these social media companies to put our information out. And we are there for people to find us, and we rely on you listeners promoting our stuff to other nationalists. We rely on you to advertise our content to other nationalists. We would not advise you to advertise our content to non-nationalists because they may not like what they hear, but we're not making content for non-nationalists. Our content is for people who are already nationalists, and we hope to enhance their lives with our content here, and we hope that we set a good example for them. And we hope that they benefit from listening to us and become good people and set a good example to those around them. And that is the best way to bring other people to nationalism, is just to set a good example and not a bad example strutting around with a loud hailer, swearing your head off, half drunk at a demonstration, but offering to walk a little old lady across the road, offering to help your neighbours out, taking part in council meetings, doing a litter pick, making sure that the area that you live in is clean and tidy and nice to live in. These are the sort of things that nationalists should be doing, and that's the sort of thing that will bring other people to the nationalist cause, not shouting and swearing through a loud hailer. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless, and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.